to me, there's two points here. One is it is a total shift in what the Ravens want to do offensively, and I see John Harbaugh somewhat not relinquishing his influence, but clearly if you're bringing two, maybe three or four coaches that come with Gary Kubiak in, there's something different going on here, and it also breaks from a mold that I really respected that the Ravens hiring from within and promoting from within. I think continuity and stability is really important in any organization or business. But the other thing is, Gary Kubiak is by far and away the most logical and obvious candidate that was out there, by far. I mean, everything else was much more of a risk. This is the obvious safer play, in my opinion.
I thought that since day one, Brett, when the job became open and, you know, you started speculating about the candidates, he was always the guy that I thought would make the most sense. And knowing that he has a friendship with John Harbaugh and a familiarity with the Ravens, and he's worked great with big-name quarterbacks and quarterbacks of all skill levels, I agree with you. I thought it made perfect sense. You know, so it took a while. You know, I guess the important thing is they got, you know, the Ravens got their man. You know, I think Harbaugh, I think people have to understand, I don't believe that Harbaugh was given an ultimatum. I mean, we'll never know because Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome do not talk to the media. The Ravens run their organization like that, and they don't bring, you know, conversations outside. I mean, you only know what, no one's going to really know except those men, really, what was said. However, I'm sure they urged them to strongly consider other candidates. You know what I mean? But I don't think, I don't think John Harbaugh was given an ultimatum. I don't think they said, nope, we refuse to allow you to hire Hostler. But I do think that they encouraged him to kind of, you know, to look a little deeper and to do a thorough search and to make sure, you know, everything lines up and that's the best choice. And I think that search led in another direction, which is unfortunate for Jim Hostler. But for all of us who are reading Harbaugh's answers today, some of it was a little awkward, like the timing of, you know, I asked specifically about that, and, you know, Gary Kubiak sort of said he just talked to him while on the other side it sounded like it had been going on for a little longer. But you have to remember, you know, John Harbaugh's doing the best thing, what he feels best for the organization. But this isn't easy for him either. I mean, Wade Harmon had coached the tight ends for the last 15 years. Jim Hostler had come with, you know, had Harbaugh as a wide receiver coach, has been with John for 6 years. It's not easy. So if people are looking at his tone today and determining, you know, he's terribly upset and not that excited, I think you got to remember, he could be very excited about this hire, but no coach likes to lay off or fire coaches that have kind of been in the trenches with him and done some awful good work for a winning organization. So all around, it's sort of a tough situation for Harbaugh to be in.